Okay, hello, and welcome to another episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest in K-12 EdTech this month. I'm your host, Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. As we continue to pull our collective selves for the past three pandemic years, schools and districts are finding that some of the last-minute strategies they used during that terrible time have become innovations that have become baked into the way we now teach and learn. I had the chance to speak with Liz Collins. She's the senior product manager at Gale, which is part of the Cengage Group, an education technology company that serves millions of learners in 165 countries. She breaks down some of these advances and the way that students now learn through quality digital experiences, which include supporting distance and social emotional learning, along with equity and some inclusion goals. Have a listen. Okay, Liz, thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm sorry we weren't able to meet in person on the show floor during ISTE, but everyone's so busy, right? And I did walk by the booth a few times. You guys certainly seem to be bustling as well.
That's right. We were having fun. We did in-booth presentations for the first time at this show, so that added a new dimension and a lot of excitement.
Yeah. And of course, Gale is not their first time at ISTE and involved in the space. Talk a little bit about how you've seen your work evolve, and maybe especially during the past couple of years during COVID, and with, I'll say it first, artificial intelligence being the overwhelming theme of this year's show.
Well, definitely Gale is not a stranger to ISTE. We've been going for many, many years. And I think we're seeing our role at ISTE evolve over time. At first, when we started coming to the show, you know, we were more known in the library. And so we had to sort of make a name for ourselves at ISTE. But over time, we've gotten to know the ISTE attendees better, and they've gotten to know us, and just kind of parallels the role of how we've evolved in schools, you know, from the library into outside into the curriculum space. So definitely have some friends that we see at ISTE every year. This year, artificial intelligence was the dominant theme of the conference for sure. It was on everyone's mind. It was a lot of what was talked about. And we certainly heard a lot about that with our customers as well in our booth. I would say the other sort of parallel track that we heard was still a concern about learning loss and concern about foundational skills. And literacy was really the focus in our booth this year. And that was really in response to what we're hearing from our customers, that as much as they are really passionate and excited about all the potential technologies that are coming with AI, that they still are pretty concerned about where students stand coming out of the pandemic after another year has gone by, and really wanting to get strategies and support for building those foundational skills.
And when you're talking about literacy, you're talking about reading literacy or information right. literacy or both, or kind of break that down.
Yeah. Yep. So we talked a lot about core literacy skills, reading, writing, speaking, listening in our booth and strategies around those. But also what we know is that technology really raises the stakes for those. So it can impact the way that those skills are built and developed, but also the importance of them and also the new sort of literacies that we're seeing that are becoming more important than ever before. Information literacy. So being able to not just read text and write about it, but really evaluate it, you know, weigh it, determine if it's accurate or valid. And then this whole category of digital literacy that our customers are starting to talk about more and more, and how that is coming into the curriculum.
Do you see that in a particular age set? I mean, in terms of, does this begin in middle school? Does it begin in the primary grades? Yeah. Give us a little breakdown that way.
I mean, what we're hearing from our customers is they want to start embedding digital literacy as early as elementary school. You know, what we're hearing from our customers is they look at this as a K-12 process. What we see changing is that whereas like several years ago, it seemed like topics that were more under the digital literacy heading, like digital citizenship, for example, or even media literacy, were more siloed. And now what we're seeing is schools are interested in embedding this in all their curriculum. So when we're covering ELA, when we're covering math, when we're covering science, when we're covering social studies, that we're embedding these digital literacy skills and ideas into those curriculums. And it starts as young as elementary school.
Walk us through a day in the life of using this sort of technology for a teacher who's trying to improve those literacy skills. I mean, this
right. So what we see, what I can say in terms of what our customers tell us they need and what we're trying to provide them is sort of that foundational background information in a tool that allows them to leverage it for their classroom. So teachers are always going to take providing that background information and then turning it into something magical for students, right? But understanding that a student can't really do an activity around AI until they know what AI is. And they can't really know what AI is unless they have those foundational literacy skills that engage them, allow them to engage with vetted text. And so this sort of all builds on itself. But I think that the combination of the information weighing and evaluating and judging information, the understanding of those digital citizenship concepts like copyright and citation and appropriate sort of engagement with materials and authorship, and then coming into the more advanced ideas around how can technology be leveraged to collaborate with people? How can it be leveraged to communicate with people in new ways? How can technology be leveraged to do design thinking projects that were unimaginable? And then all the way up to, you know, some of the upper level considerations around how is technology changing our society? What are some of the issues that we need to look out for in terms of potential bias in AI or equity issues that we need to consider? So it really runs the gamut from teaching the youngest kids, you know, how technology is playing a role in their lives and how they can use it to being able to be a little more critical about